The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. A widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we continue our journey with Jesus to Jerusalem, and he is on the border between Samaria and Galilee. He's healed the 10 lepers, and he is first spoke to the Pharisees, and now he's drawing his attention to the disciples. And that's the setting for today's passage from Luke. It's Luke chapter 18. We began this journey in chapter 9, and it's really a travelogue where Jesus has set his face like flint towards Jerusalem. And now Luke is recording all of the different events that's happening. We're going to culminate at Christ the King with Jesus on the cross. So we have a kind of a dictate that's familiar to us, to pray unceasingly, to pray without becoming weary. So I'm going to offer you guys a couple of suggestions. First of all, don't make prayer complicated. It's really pretty simple. As St. Thérèse of Lisieux said, prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God. It's really just that simple. So whatever allows you to raise your mind and your emotions to God, that's what prayer is. Keep it simple, but keep it consistent. Keep it consistent. So there's a real analogy between our physical body and our spiritual body. So if I would ask you, do you exercise? And if you would say, like I would, "Oh, well, I've got a gym membership, and oh, yeah, I get there, you know, yeah, I exercise." Well, that would tell you, oh, yeah, you're thinking about exercising, but you're really not exercising. Well, maybe once or twice, but not really. Versus if I ask you, "Do you exercise?" And you say, "Yeah, I belong to such and such gym, and I go Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and first I do some aerobic, and then I do some strength training." Ah, I would clearly say, yeah, sounds like you are really exercising and not just thinking about it. Same way with our prayer life. If we're unable in our prayer life to have a particular place, a particular time, and a particular method of praying, then we're probably just thinking about praying rather than really praying. And so we've got to have a particular time, place, and method to pray. Like exercise, all of us, you know, we move around, we go upstairs, downstairs, and if you get older, you're doing that a lot more. And so you do get exercise through the day, but it's not concentrated. It's not deliberate. So it is with our prayer life. We may think about God throughout the day, and that's wonderful and that's good, but we also need some of those deliberate times to sit down with the Lord. But keep it simple. So this leads me to my second suggestion. And by the way, these, you've already heard them before, and the longer I'm going to be here, you're going to hear them again. So every priest is given by God about two or three good homilies, and we just repeat them over and over and over. So the second one, bookends. Make your prayer the bookends. Morning prayer and your night prayer should be the bookends of your day. We already have such bookends in our natural life. Each one of us, first thing in the morning, we get up. And at the end of the day, we go to bed. So we already have those bookends. They're already built into place. So now all you have to do is to insert prayer, that lifting of your mind and your heart to God. So the first thing in the morning when you wake up, you thank the Lord for the day. You maybe review the day and offer a morning offering. One of the ways of doing that would be just to have a morning offering up on your bathroom window or your bathroom mirror. And then at the end of the day, review the day with gratitude. Think about where did you see our Lord during the day? How did you respond? Conclude it with an act of contrition and then go to bed. So that's a very simple way of having these two bookends of your day. St. Francis of De Sales, he said, every one of us needs a half hour of prayer each day, except when we're busy. And when you're busy, you need a full hour. Yeah, and that makes sense. It seems contradictory, but when we are even more busy, that's when we really need to invite the Lord into our lives. But Francis de Sales, he was also a practical person. So he offered some practical ways of integrating your prayer into your daily life. So for instance, he would say, when you are dressing yourself, as you're putting on the different articles of clothing, you're asking the Lord, clothe me with humility. Clothe me with generosity. Clothe me. So it's an act of petition, almost a litany as you're dressing yourself. He says that when you're taking yourself to work, driving to work or school or whatnot, that's a wonderful time to pray. So just to integrate your prayer life into your daily life. And finally, suggestion is how to pray. First and foremost, what you're doing right now, the Sunday Mass. Celebrating the Sunday Mass in person needs to be non-negotiable. It's the anchor for us as Christians. When we skip Mass, we're not only sinning against God, but we're sinning against one another. I need you to be here to be praying with me and to pray for me. And today we prayed the Confiteor, and in it I asked the angels, the saints, and God, Jesus, to pray for me. But then I said, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God. That's why we gather together. I know you say, well, Father, you said if you lift up your mind and your heart to the Lord, then that's prayer. I do that every day at the golf course. Well, that's good. But at the golf course, you're not looking across the sanctuary and seeing that person who you know has lost a loved one this week and praying for that person. You're not looking at the other side of the sanctuary and seeing a high school student that you know is struggling with school. We need one another. This is one of the reasons why we have developed this church as a Benedictine church from the 6th century, so that we can look at one another. Knowing each other, knowing each other's needs. But you can't do that at a distance, but rather here in person. Henry Nouwen wrote that the great invitation of the Christian life is to live a life of connectedness, connected with God and connected with one another. And so I encourage you this week, pray. Become connected with the Son of God and the people that He formed, the church. And when you pray, find a place, a time, and a method to pray, making morning prayer and night prayer and Sunday Mass non-negotiable anchors for your prayer life. And from them, then keep the conversation going throughout the week. Just pray. Keep it simple. Lift your mind and your hearts to the Lord.